Hello, this is Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth from historic Hyde Park, New York. And I'm your host, Dr. Vic Torres, pastor, teacher, and author. I'll be presenting a series on Christ, Christians, and Christianity from a biblical perspective. And my focus will be on the love, forgiveness, and acceptance found in Jesus Christ, which enables us to live victoriously. This is Basic Christianity 202 and Post 57 entitled, Hearing from God. In the last post, I mentioned that because we are spirit, soul, and body, we are able to communicate with the physical world, the souls of other people, and with the spiritual realm. Now, today I want to focus on the spirit realm. Now, we can be spiritually influenced in one of three ways. There's the spirit of Satan or the devil and his demons. Then there's the spirit of other people. And I want to make it clear that I am not talking about the spirit of the dead. I am talking about the spirit of other people who are alive. And then, of course, there's the spirit of God. You know, I had hoped to cover all of these areas the last time, but we ran out of time, so here we go. In 1 John 4:4, the word says, "You are of God, little children, and you have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." Now, the he who is in you that is greater is, of course, the Holy Spirit of God. And he will enable you to overcome all of the evil in the world that may come against you. Now, the Spirit of God, or the Holy Spirit, is always motivated by love. And when I say love, I don't mean the emotional, sentimental type of love, but agape love, which is unconditional love. You see, God is committed to see to your well-being, because that's what unconditional love means. In practical words, in practical ways, I'd like to define love as living your life for someone else's good. And God is interested in your good. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is listed in Galatians 5:22 through 23, is what God is trying to build into us. But at the same time, it describes the character and the nature of the Holy Spirit, who is God. Now, the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And when you are motivated by these attributes, you can be sure that God is at work in you. Now remember that we're being transformed by the renewing of our minds. That's Romans 12:2. We're being changed to become more and more like Jesus. Romans 8:29 says, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." And of course, we are the many brethren and sisterin, if there is such a word. Now, we are able to hear from God. We know that the human spirit has the ability to see and hear and understand God's Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning in verse 9, states, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." Now, this is important right now, because it says, "But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit." Then verse 12, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." Jesus himself tells us that he knows us and that we're able to hear his voice and follow him, and that's key. In John 10:27, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Now, what does Jesus mean when he says, "They will hear my voice"? Well, I'm going to use an analogy to describe the spiritual so that we can see it in concrete sense. Your spirit is like a radio. You're able to tune into a variety of spiritual channels, so to speak. That's the spirit of God, the spirit of the devil, and even the spirit of other people. Your spirit then conveys these voices to your mind as thoughts. Now you might say, well, how will I know God's voice? Well, remember, now that you're born again, you're able to discern or understand the Holy Spirit of God, something you couldn't do before. The scriptures are clear that you now have spiritual ears to hear. And that's 2 Corinthians 9 through 16, which we just read just a couple of minutes ago. Now, as an assurance that you are in fact hearing from God, remember that what you hear can never contradict the Word of God. And with the Word of God, of course, we mean the Bible. Because God inspired the words in the Bible, contradicting His own words would be a lie. And therefore, it can't be from God, because God cannot lie. And the Scriptures tell us in Titus 1:2, as well as in Numbers 23:19, that God cannot lie. So when God speaks through His Holy Spirit to you, it will be based on love, agape love, which is unconditional love. It will ring of the fruit of the Holy Spirit that we mentioned earlier, which is love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And so when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, it will be on the basis of this fruit. God does not speak confusion. God does not speak doubt or harshness. As a matter of fact, James 3:17 says, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable. It is gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy." Now, what's important to understand is that we learn to hear God's voice because we have to become familiar with His voice. Over time, you'll be able to recognize God's voice among all the other voices that you may hear in the spirit realm. Now, let me give you an example. My wife's name is Dee, and over the years, I've come to recognize her voice. And when she calls me on the phone, I never ask, "Who is this?" As a matter of fact, if I did ask, "Who is this?" I think I'd be in a little bit of trouble. But I instantly know her voice because of our relationship and years of communication. It's exactly the same way with discerning or recognizing God's voice. As you build your relationship with Jesus and communicate with Him, you will recognize His voice. Now, it's important to not overlook the words, "Follow me." Remember, John 10:27, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." It goes without saying that in the beginning, if you don't take a chance and actually obey what you believe the Holy Spirit is saying, you will never come to the place of having confidence or trust that you're in fact hearing God. That's what it means to follow Him. Learning to become familiar with His voice is the key to making good decisions in your life and accelerating the transformation of your soul to live in love, peace, and joy. Expect to hear the Holy Spirit speak to you. If it sounds like something that you would expect to hear from God, then do it, because only doers are blessed of God. And so in our next post, we'll be looking at the influence of the human spirit on our decision-making process. So until then, be blessed. And I want to encourage you to make that effort to put time aside to listen and wait for God to speak and to recognize His voice. Thanks for listening to Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth. If you like our show and you want to know more about us, check out our website at PastorVicsNuggets.com or simply PastorVic.com. Please do comment, share, like, follow our blog. God bless you. We'll see you the next time.